All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for Peppermint. It's directed by Pierre Morel, and he comes in along the lines of Luc Besson. Luc Besson had a lot of French action movies, and his directing tree also includes Pierre Morel. So Pierre Morel had done District B-13, which was written by Luc Besson, Taken from Paris with Love. He had also done this movie with Sean Penn called The Gunman, which I remember not liking very much. It's written by Chad St. John, who probably, for him, it would be London Has Fallen is another movie that he had written, which I did not like. And it stars Jennifer Garner, John Gallagher, and John Ortiz. And the synopsis is, Peppermint is a revenge story centering on a young mother who finds herself with nothing to lose and is now going to take from her enemies the very life that they stole from her. The whole focus of this movie is that her husband and her daughter are killed at a carnival due to a drive-by shooting. It takes place in LA, and then it found out that her husband may have been dealing with a drug cartel, and that they had put a hit out on her husband. So she's reeling from the loss of her husband. They find some of the people involved. A lawyer for the cartel comes to her, telling her to walk away, accept this money that they're trying to give to her as a payoff, and not go through with the court case. And it turns out that everyone involved in the court case is somewhat corrupt or afraid of the cartel. The people, a part of the court case, walk. And what's not explained very well is that she disappears, and then three of the people that were involved are suddenly killed. The whole focus of the movie is her exacting out revenge. So it never really shows her gaining the skills that she has to be this elite killer. This movie probably could have been a lot better. I think some of it has to do with Pierre Morel. It borders between being a decent movie and then sometimes just a bad TV show. So there's some poor acting involved from everyone. Another problem for me was that the story was uneven. So just the flow of the story just didn't work well. There's a attack on a house, which really should have been the final part of the movie, but it's not. And they tried to explain about where she's been at, but it seems like it's more of just a plot hole. The police in the movie are silly and somewhat competent. And then there's a character turn in the movie that just really does not make sense, but it's the crux of the movie. And it does have some very good action scenes in it. But I will say that this movie is a lot better than Death Wish, which has a similar plot. Bruce Willis's wife and daughter are attacked. His wife dies, goes to exact revenge. And then also better than The Equalizer. I like this much more than that, just because it's not Fences. As a score, I'm going to give this a 5. This movie could have been a lot better, and the action scenes are shot well. It feels as if there's a storyline, plot, thread, maybe something happened with the editing that it is just missing some explanation, some exposition. For one reason or another, the movie comes in about like 1 hour and 40 minutes, and I think it could have benefited maybe another 10 to 15 minutes to flesh all that out. But again, the action was good. Jennifer Garner was very convincing. Everybody else that is not her, and maybe part of the drug gang, are just not well fleshed out. They're not well written characters. But again, that's a 5, and that's Beast Game Podcast.